Hey, good morning, Kanye.
Shut the fuck
hanging
up.
Out with ugly hoes. Like, damn. I gotta be friends with somebody. Shit.
Bitches be boogaloos and snot.
Look, all the pretty bitches is flown out to Dubai getting shitted on. Like, who else is supposed to hang out with?
Don't be friends with them hoes.
Either. Right. So I'm just gonna hang out with the ugly bitches and be fun friends. Be cool.
Call her Fifi and she don't even know why. Short for feces.
Nasty. Why are you trying to front? I have some pretty ass friends too.
Yeah. A little piss pot over there.
Wow. Now I'm gonna show you Instagram. You know what? We gonna do this. I'm gonna show you Instagram of
how's it going, Latrine? Nigga, just be coming up with all types of pick up my bitch tissue.
Tissue?
And towel. There's pretty ass bitches that get shitted on all the time. What's up with you?
Okay, what about? I'm gonna just take it out the story for you. Go ahead, you just scroll. You tell me.
Oh, shit.
here you go, fucking it up.
I was
here
trying.
Here you go. I thought you knew how to use social media.
I do, but it jumped because this phone is big as fuck. Let me see.
Talk about, I don't got it.
Yeah, she one of them flued out types.
She not. She just got a good job that travels for her anyways.
She thin. She's very thin.
Yeah, she's, you know, grew up eating all organic and shit like that, so.
Yeah, she definitely, she on an island with fucking food crawling around and shit.
That's from work. I'll tell you what she do for a living afterwards, but yeah, she ends up, she's like a director. She's like a director.
She mad normal. She cute, normal.
Ain't that what you want your lady hanging around? You don't want around to Dubai get shitting on hoes, not do you?
No, I mean it is what it is. Shit, I mean your friends are your friends. Ugly, cute, it don't matter.
But you met this friend, so you already know her.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, you met this one.
Yeah.
Homegirl. Yeah. You met her. She. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Tell me, I got for ugly friends. I got
niggas be smacking her. You can tell she definitely gets flued out.
She don't though. She don't. She be right down the street.
Get jet ski.
No, she don't though. She don't though. Oh, she got a whole man.
Oh, okay.
That's her on the boat with her man.
On the booze cruise.
No. Maybe. Good for her.
Hey, man.
Live that life.
Oh, that's good. I mean, shit, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, shit.
She do take the right pictures, though. Shout out to
her. She makes sure she get them angles because but you know what she doing. She trying to keep that stock up just in case he fuck up. She going to make sure the second he do something wrong, she going to be like, look at my DMs. Anytime I want to, Beyonce said it best. It's another you around the corner, you know. So act like you got some sense.
I mean, till you get to like 32.
Meanwhile, homie looking at her like, she don't even know one of her friends already gave me the green light.
Mm-mm-mm. Welcome to another
Snippersode.
Of Unapologetic Advice Podcast. I am your co-host, Gemini.
I'm Trilly St. Clair.
And I'm Dildo back.
He gotta stop with this shit. I'm tired of the porno name, man. Fuck this bang bus shit that you own, man.
And this is Unapologetic Advice Podcast.
You the mans, okay?
Check this show notes for our social medias, ohiopod.com. Best check it out.
Best engineer in the world, the mans. That's my guy.
Goddamn
I don't know.
Weirdo.
I don't know shit about his OnlyFans life. I'm just trying to just get through this podcast.
Like, when I finally find my name, then you don't want me to have my name?
I'm like not calling you Dildo. I'm sorry. Pause. Anyways, let's keep
like,
it moving.
I'm the Dirty Sanchez.
You gotta say the whole thing like
pause.
This.
You say the whole thing. Dildo. The fuck? Let's keep it moving before we get canceled. Shit. Wait.
Well, all right. So this whole thing is dedicated to drunken news. So what's in your cup, Trilly? What you got?
Ah, shit. Gentlemen, Jack and a little bit of this key lime.
What's that, the key lime LaCroix?
Right, yep.
Ah.
Shit not bad. Shit not bad. You know, shit might work. Put me together. Before this, I had a Moscow Mule.
Mmm.
Two of those. So, I'm just cruising at this point. Hey. I would love to get that good sponsorship from Gentleman Jack. Shit, I hear they be sponsoring podcasts and shit.
Ah, do they?
You need to be one of them motherfuckers.
Okay. Well, we got to put an inquiry in because you know how they do.
It's cool. It's cool when we sign this deal. I don't want to hear shit. You know, when Red... shut up, Dad.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me keep it confidential.
Exactly, like Dildo Baggins.
It's the bullshit. I knew he was going to invite the bullshit back in.
Speaking of bullshit.
Boss.
So we're going to talk about a faked overdose.
Whoa.
A fake one?
A fake?
Oh, wait till you find out why.
Let's go.
Come on, Link.
Fake overdose.
So this is this is from News Channel 8. Galing, Florida man faked overdose to avoid Capitol riot sentencing, feds say.
Okay.
Florida man is accused of faking an overdose to avoid his sentencing. The document accuses Christopher Worrell of Naples of faking the overdose when he was recaptured after escaping supervision. He continued to lie about the drug overdose during a 5-day hospital stay, wasting the time and money of medical staff and the sheriff's office, which provided deputies to watch him 24/7 in a non-secured hospital location, and was left to foot the bill for his unnecessary care. So the sheriff's office has to pay for this care.
This nigga had put some scope in his mouth and started gargling, and that motherfucker.
Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus just falling all out his fucking mouth.
So the Department of Justice is asking the judge to give him a larger sentence than before, because they said that to ensure that other defendants do not think that fleeing prior to sentencing will lead to less consequences. He had cut off his ankle monitor in a Walmart parking lot 4 days before his initial sentencing date, which caused a manhunt that ensued for 6 weeks until he was recaptured. When he covertly returned his home, the FBI entered the home, finding him unresponsive with a bottle of opioids next to him, and they performed what they thought were life-saving procedures and transported him to the hospital.
They fucking hit this.
Then they found out that...
with a goddamn arcane and everything. This motherfucker... You supposed to get a wooden spoon for me and shit.
Then they said it was a delay tactic. They said he was in there for 5 days, which cost the sheriff's office $5,340 in overtime labor. They also were billed the expenses of his medical bill as well. They found in his house night vision goggles, a bag with camping gear, and a wallet of $4,000 cash.
I was supposed to be for the goddamn coyotes, and I ended up finding a goddamn hyena.
Yeah, so he triggered a manhunt, and they said that he basically wasted a bunch of time and money.
Coyotes, they take people across the border. Well, he's in Florida. So,
long story short, DOJ wants
to go to Mexico for that.
Shut up.
Long story short, DOJ wants his head on a motherfucking platter because they said he wasted our time and money.
Yeah.
So what's your advice on this?
That nigga wasted baking soda too. That nigga just has Oh man. My advice is no advice. I mean, shit. He tried it. That's all I can say.
This nigga sat there, but let's set the scene. Boom. Oh shit, here they come. Let me throw these pills in the air. So this dude laid out pills in the air on the floor next to him. He laid out. He let Great them scene. Open his mouth, puff, puff air into his mouth, and he act like he didn't react.
First of all, that's we know crazy. These niggas ain't do none of that. Them share like if it's a you getting mouth to mouth of you a child and maybe a good looking woman. If you a big bitch, they gonna put that plastic over your thing and hit you with the little bottle.
Squeeze.
But he still stood. I'm just saying, just imagine this dude is laying there, not moving while they squeegee in this nigga's mouth. Like, that's crazy.
He probably slapped the shit out of him.
They kicked him in his chest. Right. They came in like, he won't. Is he dead? They looked at him. I see pills, sir. That motherfucker, they kicked that motherfucker.
I wish he had some blink cameras. I bet that that would be crazy if you could see what they actually did.
That would have been dope. It's like,
I think we just need to put the defibrillator on him.
No, he starts slobbering more. Hey, wait a minute. Something's happening here. That Alka-Seltzer. He bit down on that Alka-Seltzer tablet when they said that. All right, y'all. Let's bring the dogs. And he said, that nigga bit a ketchup packet. They was like, get him out of here. One to the head. Nah, I know he did. They like, we got to help him. That motherfucker bit down on a hot sauce package. He had an Alka-Seltzer Plus in his mouth. That nigga had it all mapped out. That was kind of cold. He like, they coming. Shit. Sprinkle a little dope on the floor. Let me lay down. I have no advice. All I can say is he tried it. Shit. I ain't mad at the attempt. Hell, the fact that he had a fallback plan, he was like, I'm going to get in here. I'm going to get out of these handcuffs. I'm going to go home. I got a wallet. I'm about to live. All I got to do is make sure that I keep me a pistol so I can keep these gators off my ass while I'm hiding in the Everglades. And I'm going to make it to Cuba. I'm on my way to Cuba.
Yeah, my advice is, this is a clear example of how certain groups of people would never get off on something like that, because you would have never let them go home. And so to me, it's a clear bias of like what the people who would be willing to kick in the door at the riots, like, you're not treating them like criminals, but you want to put them on trial like criminals. If you're going to treat them like criminals, then treat them like you treat the rest of the criminals. And I promise you, they wouldn't have been in nobody's Walmart, because you'd have been on them.
Yeah, the motherfucker take a picture in front while the riots was going on and made a whole rap album cover out of it. They arrested his ass as soon as the album dropped. Get him the fuck out of here. They got him and got him up through. This motherfucker at home with an ankle monitor. He say, fuck it.
Walmart with the ankle monitor on, cut it off.
Yeah, they like, you wasn't applying for a job. You's at Walmart. Nigga, so I'm about to get some Krispies. I'm about to buy a whole bunch of cereal, and I'm about to get ghost on these bitches. For 6 weeks, that motherfucker was eating Kellogg's and ducking the D's.
That's why. And then went home. Crazy.
Went home, and they found his ass later on the floor, Harlem shaking and shit. Make this money. That bitch. Special delivery. He was on there on the floor dancing and shit. They like, oh, shit, he's dead. Yeah, I mean, well, my advice wouldn't be for him. It would be for the sheriff's department. Like, first of all, that Capitol shit is some bullshit anyways. The motherfuckers got let in. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, why didn't y'all have, if y'all thought he was such a dangerous person, like, why wasn't he monitored closer? Like, why wasn't somebody watching the house? Why did he get to go home if y'all just thought he was just going to be that much of a threat to society? You know, so joke's on them. That's on them. That's their fuck up.
It wasn't a threat to society. That's the whole thing. But the motherfucker is a flight risk. Or in that case, a crawl risk. And a, you know,
that motherfucker.
Fake overdose risk.
Down in the bayou. That nigga was on his way. Nigga had a wallet with 4,000. He like, shit, you know what 4 grand can get you? How far that can get you in Florida?
With a speedboat?
Yeah, nigga, I'm just going to gas up and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my advice is no advice. Niggas need to do a better job, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, speaking of doing a better job, this next article should be pretty interesting. This is according to WSAZ News Channel 3. Utter shock. Woman comes home to find her driveway stolen.
Damn.
Would you like to see the picture? I think it's a video, though. I'll turn the sound off. But it says, in Orange County, Florida, she was at work. someone stole her concrete driveway. She came home. Her driveway is gone. She wasn't exaggerating. What used to be a concrete slab outside her house is now a patch of dirt she didn't ask for. Someone took her driveway as she was trying to get ready for Christmas. It started when she put her home up for sale. Strange contractors started coming by, measuring her driveway. Her son counted 5 of them. She contacted law enforcement. Her doorbell camera captured a bulldozer tearing out the concrete and hauling it away. Said, I've never seen this.
That sounds like a bitch had her driveway on some kind of payment plan. And this bitch, they said,
was it new?
Well, there's a real estate agent that is helping her sell her home, and they posted it and said that, like, they believe that this is a scam that happens to people. Multiple people came forward saying they've seen things like this happen, whether it be roofs, painting, driveways, people going around stealing shit off people's houses. Yeah, so she's like, nobody's going to drive this, so I have a GoFundMe. So now she has a GoFundMe, but let me see if I can make sure the volume's off on this. So y'all can see, like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, a motherfucker just pull up with a bulldozer in front of your house and just, like, take... Why you looking like that, man? Go ahead.
Because you first of all, you ain't going to just have a whole slab that you're going to drive with a bulldozer somewhere and bulldoze your ass away, because the slab can break. So it's not like you're going to take that slab and put it down somewhere else.
So y'all can see.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, as long as fuck. So yeah, they took that slab up. Yes. She ain't pay for that.
I'm looking at
Wait,
her.
You can have payment plans on driveway?
Yeah, like, you got
12 months same as cash?
Yeah, if you working with some contractors. Damn. She got a tank ass too.
What does that mean?
Rewind that.
I saw her butt, but I don't know what that means.
No butt. Well, she got a big old ass.
Like a tank, yeah. Got a no limit. It probably was a new situation. And, because motherfuckers, first of all.
Oh, it says, I want a new concrete driveway. Can you stop by sometime? Let me know for an estimate. Let me know. They said, sure. She gave them the address. She said, I left town yesterday to go be with my sick dad in Georgia. I want the job to proceed before I'm back in town. So can I meet you there to pay the balance? And I'm going with slate pavers. So I would need, I would need full payment to do this. She said, okay, never mind. I'll find somebody else. They said, cool. And then after that, they came by and like, took it.
Because they already started the process because she said to pay the balance.
She said the balance.
Right.
So
she going to get on the thing with her motherfucking rusty ass talking about some her driveway got took. No. They gonna crunch that concrete right back the fuck up. Put some water in that motherfucker. Shake it up.
And we about to go repave somebody's shit.
Yeah, you're right, because it says to pay the balance. So let me text me the address to mail the check to in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I will need full payment before starting the job, as well as proof of ownership. They said, okay, don't worry. I'll find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fishy.
Mm. What's your advice?
My advice is if you already was having a conversation with contractors, then they would be the first suspects. So why not have the police contact them? Or even a reporter go contact them and ask them about this.
Because it's easier to just go ahead and go to the news station than it is to actually go ahead and solutionize something and have those people look into things that it should be. Sounds like the new trend these days. Yeah. My advice is...
News ain't news no more. That shit there basically fucking...
Social media on crack.
Secondhand social media.
Yeah, social media that spans to more people.
Yeah, just like I said, it sounded to me like that if you've been actually conversing with a contractor, and they come break up. First of all, they did that shit in the daytime. They weren't even worried about somebody seeing them do it.
No.
Which means that they felt like they had legalities that protected them to be able to do that shit. So, yeah, you didn't pay your balance. And they was like, they like, man, we did all this fucking work for nothing?
Come
I'm
get
I'm
my
about to go get
Creed,
that shit.
Nigga.
Get that Creed up out of there, nigga. We got another job at 5, so we about to go ahead and broke that shit down at 2, and we gonna crunch that shit up, water that shit up, and we gonna lay it in the Johnson's yard or whatever the fuck. Yeah, it don't sound like they secretly did it.
Okay, so speaking of,
and
okay,
she conveniently went out of town.
Mm-hmm. Take care of my sick dad.
Why is it?
And
sick?
I'll pay the balance.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fishy shit. We need to get her on the phone. We need to talk to her directly.
Florida, man.
Florida, for it to make some sense.
Florida woman.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. They stole my driveway. Florida. I'm like, niggas ain't running around stealing driveways.
Nah, niggas ain't running around stealing driveways. But let's go ahead and segue to Chicago, where there's hate crimes against a Chicago woman who's accused of defacing several businesses, an apartment building, and park property. The 30-year-old woman,
she spray paint,
is facing three felony crime charges, one felony count of a hate crime to a school, two damage to government property, and four misdemeanors of criminal defacement of property. They did not provide details on where it occurred or how they were vandalized. White, black, or other?
Other.
What do you think, Mans?
I'm going to say other as well.
All right. You're both freaking wrong. There she is.
This shit look like Where's Waldo and shit.
More specifically,
where's motherfucking Waldo? Geraldo, like, Faldo.
Like Norman Bates dressed as a woman.
More specifically, it was, I'm trying to figure out. I thought, it's for anti-Semitic graffiti.
Oh.
Here we go.
So you didn't mention, you didn't leave with that.
I mean, if I would have changed your answer.
Definitely would have been, if black wouldn't have been in there at all.
Y'all didn't say, y'all said other.
But also, other wouldn't have been in there at all either, because.
I want to get canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to get canceled.
But
cancel what?
Only motherfucker that's on that
what they gonna cancel?
Shit is Kanye West. Don't nobody else give a fuck.
Right.
Like, don't nobody care.
He really don't give a fuck. They just wanted to make him an example
of
why we should give a fuck when we don't.
I'm trying to see if it'll show me the actual graffiti, but the motive is supposed to be for the Israel-Hamas war. So
even worse.
Bam.
We should get that wig.
What's your advice?
Ain't a wig. That bitch is like Howard Stern.
What's your advice?
Just a small time.
I have no advice. I have no advice for Johnny Depp and drag. I don't know what the fuck.
She took that red paint and sprayed it everywhere.
My advice is that there's different ways to show your angst or disgust spray in something, but to do graffiti on businesses spray that it's not like
night.
It's not like the businesses did anything to warrant.
She sprayed on and on and on and on.
It's not like the businesses.
What's her pronouns? There were them. But in the picture, she looks like a him. And that wig and red lipstick don't do shit for him or her or whatever. Oh my God. Her dress is anti-Semitic.
Oh. Jeez. Jesus Christ.
I feel offended looking at that picture.
That bitch looks like an NFT picture.
I feel ocular raped staring at that shit.
Shit.
What the fuck was that?
All right. That sweater that she got on, a sweater vest.
Hold on, let me see that picture one more time.
Right.
No, I be, you know, I just gotta look at it a little closer.
I low key don't know if this is a lady.
Hold on, let me see.
Mariana, I think is her name.
Dude, look like a lady. This motherfucker.
I'll make sure I leave a link in the notes so y'all can see for yourselves.
That motherfucker play for the Broncos with them shoulders.
If not, need that, to.
Or doing.
Because Russell Wilson needs some extra time to throw.
I feel like, look, they was like, are you a him or a her? And she did this. And they just took a picture. They took the picture like slap. They like, wait a minute, that's Ray Finkel. Laces out. If you ever see Ace Ventura Pet Detective, you would understand.
So as we were talking about businesses, we're going to segue into our last article, which is tire shop owner facing attempted murder charge after shooting landscaper who blew leaves onto property. This is according to South Florida.
You keep blowing them leaves. I'm going to blow this fifth. I'm going to blow you away, motherfucker.
Business owner shot a landscaper in Miami after he blew leaves onto his property. The shooter had been identified as Claudio Arundel, the owner of a tire shop. He has since been charged with one count of attempted premeditated first-degree murder.
Hey, woodchuck.
He's been held without bond.
Chucking my wood.
The landscaper was working at the property across the street. The owner of the tire shop became upset that the leaves were being blown into his property. An argument ensued, and the owner shot the landscaper. Landscaper was transported and in critical condition. A witness says she heard two gunshots. The victim falls to the ground after getting shot in the leg. They have cell phone video of him lying on the road. So what's your advice?
This motherfucker's there with this goddamn leaf blower. Oh! Oh!
It's a black man. That's the witness. Ain't that about her? That's the owner right there. Let's see if I can pause it. Black, white, or other. What y'all think?
Spanish. Because of the name, right?
So the Carlos Fernandez.
I'm glad they got that maniac tire salesman off the streets, because that motherfucker's a danger to
society.
Leaf blowers everywhere. Landscapers beware. That motherfucker is popping you.
Right there.
I seen him. Look at that motherfucker.
That
like
shirt is on some shit right there.
Hey, that motherfucker.
A struggle shirt at the bottom.
Yeah, he look like he bite.
Shit, burgers. But, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, can I see that picture again? Hold on, let me see this picture again. That motherfucker look like a thumb. Let me see.
You want to see a picture
that
again?
That motherfucker's shirt is like,
why that see? Man, can I see? That's a T-shirt. That ain't a T-shirt. That bitch sting. It's so tight. Motherfucking nipples turning blue. It say I nerd to be a V-neck. Man, his shirt is like, it's levels to this shit, son.
My advice is that you threw your whole life away over a leaf blower.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. It ain't even like he took a bunch of animals to take like a poop around your business that stopped you from getting business. Like, you were like not actually like protecting your business. Like, leaves being in your business area is not going to prohibit things from happening. Like, so to me, my advice is don't do stupid stuff. This is stupid. This is just dumb. You lost your business. You lost all these things for what? Like, you achieved nothing. Now this landscaper, he ain't like he did. So he might come back and buy your business.
Deeper than that, what used tire shop you've ever seen that did not have dead leaves hanging around that motherfucker in the fall day?
That's his house, though, he talking about. That wasn't the shop.
Oh, shit.
No, it was the shop.
It was the shop that he shooting about? Yeah.
He left the shop and said, motherfucker, you blowing leads.
Let me make sure it said that.
You're blowing leads by my business.
I know he said he's a shop owner. I don't recall him saying
I thought that. He said it was a shop across the street and the leaf blower was blowing the leaves and it was getting on his property. I just think he was a territorial motherfucker with a new pistol. He just couldn't make the
I'm not, you know, I can't confirm that because it just says his property. But they said he was the owner of the tire shop, became upset. So I can only assume it must have been at the top. Of the.
They led with that, so.
The owner of tire shop. And then when the second part, it said the owner of the, became upset. So I'm not sure.
Okay. People be stressed. My thought process is on this is that it was something much. This is where.
Even if it was his house still, though.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is where. Split second decisions cost your life because emotional learning was not at the forefront. Oh, shit. She brought Ray Finkel back. Take the picture away. I can't talk. Oh, shit. She looked like a scared cricket.
Motherfuckers look like Weird Al Yankovic.
I was trying to say that. Oh my goodness. And I bet she got kids too. Which
that
is,
motherfucker look like she part of the Slytherin.
Which is a the House of Slytherin. Which she keep blowing it up. Hey, you see the chin here? No, this is proof that. Guys will fuck anything if she got, like, kids.
Hold up. Is that a 5 o'clock shadow on that face?
Yes.
That's a man.
That's a man like a motherfucker.
That's a man.
This nigga trying to get into the women's facility to get them pregnant.
Right. It's just me, and Timothy face ass.
I brought up the Chicago defacing image again. That's what we like.
That motherfucker talking about some...
What's up with them glasses?
I'm a Herm.
Looking like fucking Johnny Five.
That's what I'm saying. He got the Johnny Five wishes. The portable eyebrow on top of it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Okay, motherfucker. Dr. Kevorkian ass glasses, man. Oh my goodness. He went
to, they said, about to rough him up.
He went
like,
to,
I'm a lady.
That motherfucker with the Liz craft. He said, what prescription you trying to fill? That nigga said, pedophile. I want the serial killer special. That is tape. He said, I want the Revenge of the Nerds package. Oh, shit. Magic shave is not working.
Oh, God. Nigga, hurry up and put some Kool-Aid on his like.
They said, are you a man or a woman? That motherfucker said, snap. He shrugged them shoulders big as fuck. Oh.
Going back to the leaf blowing.
The leaf blower that got blowed. Go back to that shit. Anyways. Let me harness my chi and get real shit. Why she keep putting up Ratatouille? She getting on my fucking nerves with that shit.
But it's ridiculous, though. Like, the picture just got even more fucked up.
You know what? She kept blowing it up bigger and bigger.
Ain't shit for this.
Man, hell
all this
no.
High resolution on this motherfucker. Because you can see all of the goddamn sprigs.
Everything.
Motherfucking face.
He was like, what brand is those glasses? She was like, Dahmer.
Motherfucker. All he missing is Curious George around that motherfucker. Please. Like, shit.
That motherfucker gonna be in there talking. I'm a lady.
I'm gonna throw one last quick one in for us.
Okay.
God damn.
Yeah,
Florida man. This is gonna be a Florida special.
God damn.
Florida man spotted making dirt angels, arrested after leaving Hillsboro crash scene. Suspect got left the scene.